Hi, I'm Tom Moeller, and this is Along the Way. Love Bears All is a Christ-centered nonprofit ministry providing financial resources and support services to hurting people in Arapahoe and Douglas counties. Mark McIntosh from A Stronger Core joins me with Bear Deerdorf from Love Bears All. But first, here's cowboy poet Jeff Hildebrandt and his view from the pew.
This was inspired by Ecclesiastes. For everything, there's a time and a season. We don't need to know the when or the reason. We just have to know it's time that we planted the seeds of salvation in the time we've been granted. Remember, time is precious. Remember, time is fleeting. Remember, time's not promised. So this thought bears repeating. Don't ever stop seed planting, even if you are rejected, because we are seeing time run out when it's least expected. I'm Jeff Hildebrandt, and that's my view from the pew.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff has written a book called A View from the Pew, Poetry with a Purpose. It's inspirational, informational, and easily available at Amazon Books. A View from the Pew by Jeff Hildebrandt. Mark McIntosh from A Stronger Cord is what's known as a connector. He connects people with each other to accomplish great things to help improve people's lives. Mark joins me to interview yet another person he connected me with, Bear Deerdorf from Love Bears All.
Representing A Stronger Cord, I always love when we get an opportunity to come on with you on, along the way and you know, continue to talk about what we're trying to do in terms of lessening the impact of homelessness and increasing the equity in education and all that kind of jazz. But in doing that work, we run across some incredible faith-based nonprofits that are just doing great work in our community, and that has to do with Love Bears All and Bear Deerdorf, who's sitting here with us. And our work with A Stronger Cord, we run across a lot of people that have been victimized and just are down and out on their luck. And Love Bears All does a wonderful job of serving the needs of women especially, but those who have just been put into horrific situations, disadvantaged situations, the elderly that are isolated and, somewhat vulnerable and displaced and all that kind of jazz. And so, Bear, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell everybody a little bit about Bear and what inspired you to start Love Bears All.
Well, thank you, Mark and Tom. It's a pleasure to be here. I originally began this ministry about 3 years ago when my wife and I were feeling the call to minister to our parents, to my parents specifically, in their time. They moved down to Windcrest in the south side of town, and we were living in the western part of town up in Old Town Arvada. And it was just a long drive to get to Mom and Dad, and their needs were increasing. So the Lord was calling me to do that, and I came down to the Littleton area, and we moved into a adult community, 55-plus. And the average age there was about...
You don't look 55.
Thank you. The average age there is about 75 years of age, and we started to see the needs that were really in this community that I think I was blind to previously. People living on Social Security or disability who are not making ends meet. And it was so vast that the Lord just started burdening my heart with it. And so we began Love Bears All in order to provide for physical, financial, and spiritual needs in that community. And then it kind of grew from there into helping others, specifically those who are disabled, those who are disadvantaged, single moms, battered women, widows, and orphans. And we just really, started seeing that, the Bible says true religion is this, that, if we reach out to the widows and orphans, but it's not some of the things that we're living in our churches today, unfortunately.
Now, you use the word helping them. In what ways are you helping them?
There's many ways. Sometimes it's helping them to get through a crisis, really is what we're focused on most. Uh-huh. It's not helping them, necessarily to remodel their home.
Uh-huh. So you're financially helping?
In some cases, that may be the case. It may be that they're unable to pay their rent, or it may be that their houses come into some disrepair and they cannot handle doing it themselves. Or they find themselves at a point of being evicted or something like that, where we're able to step in. We were raising funds through crowdfunding originally, and we really don't have a whole lot of funds right now, but we do have some churches and some corporate sponsors that are assisting us right now. Our desire is to do more than what we did last year. Our board of directors is asked to create a larger vision this year. Five times our effort last year, which was $50,000, and we're now looking at $250,000 that we're trying to reach in order to help out in these areas this year.
So you're helping them financially in some cases.
Yes.
What, manpower? What other specifics?
We have a lot of volunteers. We do assistance with home cleaning, moving, relocation, home repair. We have a lot of contractors who donate time and materials or time or materials for us to get some of these types of things done. In addition to the physical and the financial resources that we try to gather together for people, we also mainly are focused on where they're at spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And that is our main every person we work with, we talk with them about where they're at with Christ, where are they in their walk with God, and then we pray with them, each one. So everybody gets a personal, approach from the Lord in some way. And that's really important to us, to do that with every person.
And for you personally, you're transitioning, you're moving into this full time.
Right.
Talk a little bit about your past and what led you to Christ and what led you to have this servant's heart.
Okay, sure. Well, I was raised here in the Denver area and attended a local church where the Lord impressed upon me that I needed Christ. And
amen.
Amen. And so in 1978, I gave my life to Christ and was baptized and moved forward in my walk with Christ at that point. In 1982, I was licensed to preach. I went to a Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar, Missouri, and studied pastoral studies. And then,
if I can just jump in, I used to go to a summer basketball camp at Southwest Baptist in Bolivar. Yeah, I grew up in Kansas City. We'd go down there all the time for summer basketball camp.
So, but I never ended up responding to that call very well.
You weren't being obedient?
I pulled a Jonah, and I ran the opposite direction in my life. And but the Lord called me back. In 1992, he delivered me from a life of disobedience and addiction, and he really changed my world. And then I came to a place where I realized I needed to serve him, and out of the blue, completely unknown to me, the Lord had laid upon some people's heart to ask me to become the pastor of a church, a local inner-city church here in the Denver area, and I did that. It was called Church on the Outside, and it was at 10th and Perry.
Okay.
And then that was the first point at which I really was trusting God with serving him. Through that and experiencing homelessness and addiction and things like that in that church so deeply, the Lord really put a soft heart in this chest.
Yeah.
So years later, and working as a compassion or a care pastor at another church, I eventually came to my church now, which is Discover Community Church in Littleton, and where I'm one of the elders, and he gave me this vision to start Love Bears All. So I've moved from the construction industry, where I've been for many, many years, to I've retired as of this last week, and I'm now going to be full-time as the CEO and president of Love Bears All.
So you are still in some ways in the construction industry, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am. Yeah, and, still swing a hammer. Or,
Well, I mean, in terms necessary. Of constructing people's lives who are really, really in need. Mark McIntosh, A Stronger Cord, tell us more about your ministry, how that dovetails with Love Bears All.
Well, you've been hearing Bear talk a lot about kind of the isolated, vulnerable, and displaced people of our communities, which we have a lot, whether they're elderly or not. And A Stronger Cord was born 6 years ago. I walked into the Denver Rescue Mission, and because we just have so many guys on the streets, and said, "What can I do to help?" And they said, "Well, we need somebody to run the Thursday morning devotion." So I started leading that and working with the guys in the New Life program, which is a 9-month to 1-year program of guys who have kind of hit rock bottom and looking for a new life. And I've been an athlete my whole life, and I know what physical fitness has done for me, not only physically but emotionally. You know, I'm a big believer in a sweat a day keeps the doctor away. And so on Thursday mornings, I would lead a workout at the gym I belonged to before I went down to the rescue mission to lead the 30-minute little pep talk I'd give these guys. So I'd always be talking to them about the importance of fitness to their recovery. Stronger you are physically, stronger you'll be mentally. And one day, a guy sitting on the front row, he seemed to be agreeing with what I was talking about. He's 24-year-old, got kicked out of the Marines because he's got a meth addict. We got a lot of young people that have struggled with meth. And I finally shut up, and he said, when in the bleep are we going to start working out? And that was the birth of a stronger cord. And 6 years later, we do a lot of work in Denver, Arvada, right around an old town, right there at the Rising. We served there at the Rising and down in the Englewood-Littleton area and trying to lessen the impact of homelessness. And we really reach out to agencies that are serving guys and women coming out of halfway houses, recovery programs like the Denver Rescue Mission, or with agencies that are really on the front lines of engaging with the homeless. And we just try to build those relationships and say, if you have got the will, we've got the way to get off the streets. And so that's how we kind of are, you know, love bears all and a stronger core to intersect, because, you know, there's just a lot of people that are living right there on the margins. And, you know, with the cost of living, you know, somebody's rent goes up $300-$400 a month, and then suddenly people that have been working hard their whole lives but kind of living on the margin, they're vulnerable, or the elderly, and we're there to try to team up with others, because we all know we can't do this by ourselves. King Solomon, Ecclesiastes, we were talking about this in the elevator coming up. One will be overpowered, two can defend themselves, but a cord of three strands is not easily broken. So the more we all of us in the nonprofit world that are trying to be obedient and to our purpose in life, the more we work collaboratively, the more effective we're going to be.
In what way do you see yourself connecting with Love Bears All?
Well, it's like you mentioned, volunteers. We have, like, if somebody needs help moving, well, I've got a bunch of guys from the Denver Rescue Mission's New Life program, or the halfway houses we work with, or the kids at Arvada High School. We've got a lot of young, able-bodied people that, you know, one of the things, the three things that we try to really emphasize with a stronger cord is take care of your body, build healthy relationships, because so often the relationships of their past have been toxic, and serve others. And it's amazing to watch people that are constantly receiving, 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 like these guys in the New Life program. They're getting a roof over their head, three meals, whole lot of resources thrown at them. You give them a chance to give as opposed to receive. It is better to give than receive, right? And it's, so it's very cool. So if anybody ever needs any volunteers, just call on the knuckleheads from a stronger cord. Here we come. And here come the knuckleheads. There's a whole lot of them.
And the chief knucklehead being?
Being me, and I've got a 12-passenger van that I've moved these guys around in, because that's one of the things that we've realized is if – as we try to rebuild the social networks for guys on the comeback trail from addiction, incarceration, homelessness, you got to move them around. Because if you're expecting them to jump on four or five different buses and all this kind of stuff, it gets very laborious, and they get frustrated. And we're talking about a population that doesn't necessarily have the best problem-solving skills to begin with. And so I work with a lot of guys that – we'll be out in a public setting, and somebody will go, how do you know that guy? Because I guess they've recognized me from whatever. And they'll go, oh, he's our Uber driver, and he speaks English. So that's, I mean, with Love Bears All, we could provide volunteer. Plus, we open up doors as they're trying to raise $250,000. We've got a network that hopefully we can open some doors that will help.
Bear, with all of these needs that you had enumerated, how do you find out about them?
Well, actually, we had one need come in from a stronger cord this last week. We had a young lady who had been battered, and it was made known to us through one of the key players, a stronger cord, and we were called in to be able to rescue her out of that situation and into a safe space where she's now being attended to by her family. But we hear about these needs through a variety of sources, churches that may have somebody who is homeless and needs some help getting to the rescue mission or getting food, or individuals who just see a need in their neighbor that maybe they're not willing to express. We've had many an elderly person who has said, my neighbor is not doing well, and they're not willing to ask for help. So we'll go do a welfare check and see what we can do. There's a lot of different ways the needs come to us, a variety of ways, and the needs just keep coming.
And speaking of needs, I would imagine as an organization, you have needs. I mean, you just mentioned you're going to be increasing your budget. Tell us about your needs and how our audience can help those.
Well, we'd be happy to have them visit our website at www.lovebearsall.org and volunteer. They have a button on just about every page where they can click on that to volunteer. Also a button on every page where they can donate. The website's very interactive, and they can see where we've got current projects going, where we have projects in the past that are listed. We try and keep that updated as much as possible. But there's also, you know, we need people. We need skilled people. I need contractors who have trade experience in electrical, plumbing, multiple different trades that, you know, I need licensed guys, insured guys who are willing to give out a little bit of their time. I also need people who are skilled in fundraising, who are skilled in networking, people who can help me with volunteer coordination. I mean, I'm a band of one here. So right now it's a lot on my plate. Right now I'm developing. I mean, we have a board of directors, and they are all volunteer. They do a phenomenal job of steering this ministry, and all the finances go through a treasurer, and they all, you know, I don't see any of that. I just want to love people without any kind of bias. And so the Lord laid it on my heart to stay out of the dollars.
Is there any particular area, so the elderly, single moms, is there any one of those different populations of the isolated, vulnerable, and displaced that you're seeing an increase in need?
Yes, yes, definitely. In our exact one-quarter-mile radius from where we headquarter, we have about 6,000 elderly people. And out of that 6,000 elderly folks, the vast majority of them have financial needs. I mean, just imagine the debt that's going on here in the United States. Then imagine on top of that the housing market in the Denver area and the apartment, you know, rents and things like that. They can't make it on their Social Security income. They can't make it on their disability income. And they are cutting out prescriptions that they need in order to pay for food or rent or whatever. It's amazing. And it's an epidemic of a problem here in Denver. And so we really need people to step up. I mean, we need to honor our elderly. That is our largest group that we serve. We have a lot of other groups that we do serve. We are happy to go and be a part of anybody who's got a need and help them in their crisis. But the crisis situations we experience most probably easily 85 to 90% is elderly.
Your work, Mark, I see you as a walking Rolodex. You know? I mean,
it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. I don't have a Rolodex anymore. All I got's my phone.
Yeah. But there is there a communication clearinghouse of all the various kinds of ministries meeting all of the various kinds of needs?
That's one of the things that we – so a stronger cord has become part of something bigger down in the Englewood, Littleton, Sheridan area called Change the Trend.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're trying to lessen the impact of homelessness down there. So you've got law enforcement, faith-based business, and nonprofits all coming together. So Change the Trend has become somewhat of a clearinghouse when it comes to homelessness. Now, caring for the elderly, you know, I don't know of anything maybe that's similar to that. Maybe it could be Love Bears All at some point. But this much we know that, you know, so a stronger cord was born in Denver. But Denver doesn't work very well together. There's not the collaboration going on down there. There's not the collaboration going on up in the Arvada area that we have down in Englewood, Littleton, and Sheridan. We got 29 people off the streets last year who were experiencing homelessness. And we could get more off if we had more mentors, because we've created, we being Chains of Trend, mm-hmm. that a Stronger Cord's a part of, we've created the resource navigation program. That's where I love it when I see people and they go, Mark, I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired. Mm-hmm. And that's when we kidnap them. Mm-hmm. You know, we're mm-hmm. out fishing. And then we got one on the hook and we get them in the resource navigation program. But everybody needs to have a mentor. And we need more mentors. In particular, we need men. Mm-hmm. Because most of the people on the streets are men.
Yeah.
And most of these guys on the streets have never had anybody teach them how to live successfully. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people out there that nobody's mm-hmm. taught them how to live successfully. And so we need more mentors. And so mm-hmm. that's where we're really trying to reach out to the faith-based community and the service group, Rotary, mm-hmm. Optimus, Kiwanis, that are looking for some purpose. We got plenty of purpose. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of people. They need somebody to walk beside them.
And I guess my same question to you, Bear, would be then the area of elderly and people who are disadvantaged in that way. I guess what's motivating my question, I'm an elder of a church in Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
We are surrounded by homeless people. Yeah. It's a new church. It's a relatively new church. And we don't know who to send them to,
send them to a stronger cord. The homeless, the elderly, mm-hmm. you got love bears all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just to have it take care of it from there and assist as a church any way we can.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'd encourage you, bring them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, get involved that's true. With them.
That's true.
You know, because again, this is supposed to be about love bears all, but so many of the people we're trying to work with, they don't trust anybody mm-hmm. because they are so broken. And part of that brokenness is they have been betrayed. Mm-hmm. And so they need somebody to walk beside them.
Yeah.
Or they've given up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just they come to a place where they feel nobody cares anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a real common theme among the elderly that we serve is that, you know, I have no one.
Mm-hmm.
No one cares.
Yeah.
They may still have family. They may not be the last of their line. They may still have somebody out there, but they feel abandoned. And this problem is only going to get bigger. The balloon of the builders and the boomers mm-hmm. is still growing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it hasn't popped yet. And so we need to start focusing on that age bracket. But we have others. There are so many that are ignored, the single moms, the battered women, big time. We need help. We need housing, safe houses. If somebody's out there that they have a home that they're not using and they you can donate that for 6 months or a year or forever to ministry, we would love to hear from them.
Mm-hmm.
We have ministries that we also work hand-in-hand with, like Beloved is not just a Stronger Cord, but Beloved and Change the Trend and others that are reaching out to these people groups who are hurting, the last and the least, and we're trying to reach out to them. We need help.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's your time, your talent, or your treasure, I'd love to hear from you.
Well, let's tell people how they can hear from you.
Okay.
Let's send them to your website, which will give the scope mm-hmm. of what you're doing. But I'm sure you can fill in the questions that may come out of the scope personally. So how can they reach you personally?
They're more than welcome to send an email to info@lovebearsall.org if they have a desire to reach me directly. Otherwise, the website, lovebearsall.org, is the best way to hear more about our ministry and to either volunteer or donate.
And, Mark, tell us how people can reach you.
A Stronger Cord, our website's astrongercord.org. We also have a Facebook page, Stronger Cord, that you can go there and like our page and, you know, reach out and you can message me. You can call me, 303-667-5957. And like Bear was talking about, we live in crazy times.
Mm-hmm. We do.
We, you know, and you were talking earlier, we prayed before we came on about, you know, just the political craziness of the times and financial markets and all that kind of stuff. And we have got to figure out a way to build a stronger cord to one another. And we just have a lot of people out there that are very isolated, very vulnerable, very displaced. And We need those who have the time, the talents, and the treasures to understand we need help.
Yeah.
We need help. We need to call out the Calvary here because things are crazy.
Jesus gave us two commands. One is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and strength, and the other is to love our neighbors ourselves. And if you look at the love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7, it says that we're to bear all things. That's where our name comes from. We're to endure all things. And if we're going to help one another endure, we have to get in the fight. We cannot stand on the sidelines. We got to get in the game, you know, however you want to look at this. We need people in action. And so I'm more than happy to have people call me as well. My number is 303-883-5899. We're also on Facebook. Please get in touch with Love Bears All and let us know how you can help.
Thanks for joining us along the way today. And join me weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 94.7 FM The Word as I introduce the teaching features along with the traffic and the weather. Then, back here on weekends on Along the Way. I'll talk to you then.